Good morning, students. Harpreet here from Digital Marketing Lord. Welcome to Digital Wisdom. That's a short podcast series. So today I'm talking about how to make unlimited pieces of content in 2020. So it is not an easy task, but not tough though. But you need some planning. You can make unlimited pieces of content out of one. So I call it reverse ziggurat model of content making. So you might be just astonished that there's no such model exists in the market. So before going further, I would like to talk about what this ziggurat is. Ziggurat is basically a form of structure which is used by people as a ladder to the heaven in the past. And when we reverse it, there will be one tip that will come at the bottom and unlimited staircases, right? So you can just Google it around and see what sort of structure it is. It is similar to pyramid, but there are ladders all around and one top. So how it is related to our content making? As all of you know, content is a key to success in any business, not today but always. If you are into business or you're planning to start your own business, then you have to aware of the fact that content is the king and the business needs attention, and without content no attention can be created. And it is true for any type of business, be the personal brand or any business. And most of the digital marketers, they give you online classes or guidance, or there are number of YouTube channels on how to fill your content with keywords, how to write content, how to become affiliate marketer, or even how to make money online, how you can start your own digital agency, how to run different kind of ads. So all these things, they are related to digital marketing. But only few are talking about the art of content making. It is an art, no doubt. It is a gradual process where at the initial level, when you start, you do not find direction, as it's like ocean and you are just swimming in the ocean. You don't know on which direction you are going. You have to make your path. You have to be consistent and you should have patience to survive the storm. So what this model is about and how it is helping us to make number of pieces of content out of one. So I'll be sharing how this model worked for me as a digital marketer. Being in business, I'm supposed to have good content making skills, and not everyone possess such skills. But my strategy is to work on one piece of content, cut it into pieces by using various technical softwares or other things, and spreading it on different channels. This system is working for many. That's why some people are at the top in digital marketing and some are just struggling. So I divide content in different type of for various systems that are accepting content in different forms where we can publish in this era. In other words, I'll say that we can consume three type of content, that is written, audio, video. So these three contents are interlinked, and beauty about these three type of content is one type cannot harm other. Means if you write an article first, record a podcast around it, then make a video of the same, no company can issue copyright on your content. You can take my example, and on the same topic, I have YouTube video on the same topic, I have podcast on the same topic, I have one article on my website, which is published again on many other channels. In the same way, you can do some reverse thing, like make video content first, export its audio and make a podcast around it. Finally, write it down, or you can get it done from your team if you have, and publish it on your website or some leading forum or medium.com or some other ABC website where you can get traffic. You have to just work for one piece of content, because like this one piece of content, it will be base and the other types will be automatically generated out of this. So how to implement this model? So like I talked earlier, we have to start from one type, then move to other. So top of the ziggurat is our written content. If I take first example, this is considered as our first floor, then make two more content, that is audio and video, which will act as second floor. Then cut these content into small pieces, all of three, and distribute to your other social media platforms such as Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, WhatsApp, or TikTok, or any other government website or forum where like people are loving to read. So this will act as your third floor of content. Then again, get feedback from your customers in the form of comments or direct messages, right? When they give you feedback, you can just screenshot and post it again, right, with your views. If they are asking any question, you can just answer with that screenshot, and it will really help to retain your audience. And now it's time to publish it with what they think about your content and what they want in future. So this will act your fourth floor of content making, and the list goes on. Because when you get feedback, if they're liking or disliking, if they want some alteration or want some deep knowledge, you can just always make content around it. And from that content, you can go to audio, you can go to video, you can go to social media. So the list is unlimited. So this is how this platform works. Now, there are platforms where you can share big chunk of your content as well as small pieces, such as first is your own website, just writing a post and publishing it and sharing at various channels. Then is the LinkedIn, which is really working very well if you utilize it in a proper way. Then is the Instagram. Instagram is hard to hit. It is really competitive these days. So there is no algorithm which you can just crack and just go on the top, but you have to work hard. Then is the Tumblr and TikTok, Twitter again. On Twitter, you don't need to post your links or because people are not going to read it. You can just get involved in different conversations. Then people will come to know about your profile. They will automatically visit and subscribe to you. Then is a Snapchat for short stories, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, and Reddit, or not. But last is the podcast. And if I say podcast, it is an important tool if you want to rock in today's world. If you don't have podcast, then I suggest to start right now, because without podcast, no business can survive in coming days. See, everyone is aware about YouTube, but only few people, they are using podcast, and I consider them the smart one. So if you can just start making content in this way, I think you always will be having content like overflowing. You will never lack content. You will lack platforms to submit content, but you will never lack it. So I hope you enjoy my today's podcast, and keep sharing, comment, and let me know your feedback. I'll be back soon with some another interesting topic related to personal branding, digital marketing, and till then, take care. Bye-bye.